Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Learn to Lead. He's a global thinker and a global leader, folks, on more, and not just in business, but in other things that are other areas that are important. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them all to the studio, including How to Deal with Difficult Customers, including How to Run Your Business by the Book. That's the book, by the way, folks. And he's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that is really kind of an interesting challenge for small businesses is we're not very good at the HR process. We're not very good at hiring people because we don't like it. We don't know how. It's frustrating to us to try to sift through all the different people. Today, it's harder and harder to find somebody qualified for the job when you got to find somebody. So we really freak out when a really good person, a really good employee, a key employee, somebody that we've just come to count on immensely says they're moving on.
Right.
So how do we, there's a way, though, to prevent that whole scenario from happening, isn't it?
Well, you know, there is, and you know, retaining talent is just a huge challenge. I don't care what size your business is. In fact, if you've got a small business, you have less margin for error. It hurts you worse when a key person leaves. I was watching a Fortune 500 conference, and the moderator asked Indra Nooyi, who's now runs Pepsi-Cola, asked her, what keeps you awake at night? Which I thought was a great question.
Uh-huh.
And she said, retaining my talent. She said, that's absolutely what keeps me awake at night. How do I do it? And, you know, so often we get good people and we just ignore some basic things that cause them to want to stay. You know, things like training them, helping them get better.
Investing, you know, in showing them that you're investing in their training.
Well, exactly, that you have a vested interest and a genuine interest in them as a person and in developing their skills and their talents. And, you know, so many people, they look at training, oh, I'm a small company, training is an expense. I don't care what size your company is, training is an investment. And if you look at it as an expense, then you are going to have good people who plateau under your watch as a leader and who leave to go somewhere where they can discover their potential, you know, how far they can go and how good they can get. And so it's having, and there's so many ways to train people today. You can have virtual training. You know, there are seminars. They never even have to leave your business. They're with all the online tools and so forth, plus your own example in training them how to do their job better. And
well, then, I also think, Dave, that you should, when you invest, when you literally pay money to train your employees, you have a right to say, you know what, I'm investing in this training, is going in your head, and wherever you go for the rest of your life, this is something that you'll have with you, and I paid for it because I value you that much.
Absolutely, and that's really one of our jobs as a business owner, as a business leader, is to leave people better than we find them, Jim.
Yep.
It's not to leave them the same. And so one of the great ways to retain people, talented people, is to help them develop to their full potential. I also think good people want to really know what's expected. I mean, I think poor performers are less interested in that because they like to hide in gray areas. You know, they prefer not to know what's expected.
Right, they're the ghosts. They're the ghosts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, a good, solid, talented person, they want to know what success looks like. And not just on a monthly or yearly basis. I'm talking about, you know, even daily expectations. And I see some managers are reluctant. Oh, if I set too many expectations, people will think I'm a micromanager.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, you let them use their own creativity and devices within the values of your company to reach those expectations.
Right.
You know, but that's certainly empowerment. But you've got to let them know this is what success looks like.
Right.
You know, on a daily basis, these are the things we simply need to execute every day. I think that draws out the best in people.
I think you're right about that. And I'll tell you something else, Dave, that I think people miss an opportunity on, and that's thinking, not realizing that if you've got a key person, this is really a person who's sharp and who really is makes a contribution, they're not just working for you. This is not just a job for them. They want to be successful in their assignments as if it were their own little business.
Absolutely.
And if you don't realize that, then you're going to treat them like an employee who just shows up to do their work, and you're going to lose that person. What do you think?
Well, you are going to lose that person, and they want to feel the ownership that comes with, you know, really stepping up and making a contribution. In fact,
hold on to that thought, Dave. We'll take a quick break. But I'll tell you what, folks, he's onto something with that ownership thing. I use it in my business more and more over the last several years. Talk to your people about owning their assignments. I promise you it'll help you retain people. Dave Anderson and I will be right back. It's 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.